Hi there everyone, this is Keith from Which For You with the roundup of the latest news stories from this week. Barclays has agreed a deal to buy ING Direct UK and will take on its deposits and its £5.6 million mortgage book next year. 1.5 million UK customers will transfer to Barclays, as well as 750 employees of the Dutch bank. ING Direct has been a strong competitor in the market for savings accounts in recent years, and the takeover raises concerns about the lack of competition for consumers while savings rates continue to fall. The Office of Fair Trading visited 68 payday lenders in the first half of 2012, investigating concerns that firms were taking advantage of the financially vulnerable. The OFT used a formal power of entry request to access the lenders, checking to see whether they were handing out loans without suitable checks, and whether they were rolling over loans at massive rates of interest to those unable to repay them. The OFT has already revoked the credit licenses of Yes Loans and MCO Capital so far this year. Tesco has spoken up about its new, much-anticipated current account this week as it prepares to rub shoulders with the UK's biggest banks. The supermarket says that the new account will be linked to the company's Clubcard loyalty scheme, and that points would be available for use of the account's debit card. The head of Tesco Bank, Benny Higgins, said that he could not confirm whether or not the account would be free, but he did promise transparency as a cornerstone of the new banking service. And finally...
Hello, Mr. Gasman!
Yes, hello. You what?
Hello, Mr. Gasman!
Yes, hello again. I wonder if I could just read your...
Gasman! Gasman!
British Gas has announced a rise of 6% on its gas and electricity prices with effect from mid-November. The company said that it accepted the rise was an unwelcome piece of news for customers, but said that the price rises were necessary owing to higher wholesale prices and the costs of upgrading the national grid. It also said that with the North Sea supply running out, the company had to pay the going rate for gas and that the price was outside of its control. The increase is expected to add £80 to the average dual fuel bill per year.
Somebody call the gas board!
Hello, I'm from the gas board.
For the latest news and the best deals on all your financial products, remember to check out our website, whichforyou.co.uk.